Well, Claudette now knows which direction she can thrust her microphone. On the tiles, eh, Claudette? Because you finally know. I've got three microphones. I'll send them out in all directions.
Today is the day that our husband, that the country knows who the makeup of the government. Finally, a Prime Minister-elect, Chris Luxon, spoke to the media yesterday. He said a lot of work had been put into the negotiation deals, but they are over, and he's really proud of his achievement. He's just a number of questions were obviously fired at him, and obviously everything will be revealed today. He wasn't revealing anything yesterday, except a couple of issues, and that was around the makeup of the ministers. He said that ACT and New Zealand First, they still were in the dark as to exactly which positions were given to each party, which is a surprise. He also hinted that neither of them knew exactly who the Deputy Prime Minister is. So we were a bit gobsmacked about that. And I asked him about the referenda on the Treaty of Waitangi. Here's Christopher Luxon.
To New Zealand, look, thank you for your patience. We have now concluded our negotiations. We have our agreements in place. They're now being ratified by our respective parties. We'll go to the Governor-General tonight. Tomorrow we'll have a formal announcement and signing ceremony, and then towards the end of tomorrow we'll hopefully have confirmed all of our ministerial appointments.
Referenda on the Treaty of Waitangi, will you know about that tomorrow?
We'll reveal that detail tomorrow, yes, through those agreements.
So that was obviously yesterday, the signing between the three groups will be done this morning at Parliament at 11 o'clock. Then in the afternoon, sometime late in the afternoon, we will hear the lineup of ministers, the cabinet, and get a fuller briefing on the proposal schedule, the policy schedules. That will be announced this afternoon. And as you heard, Luxon will go to the Governor-General last night, get signed off. Monday, the ministers will be sworn in and Parliament will be able to come back into the building and resume for this term on December the 5th.
There's been a sort of culture of smooth, really, from the outgoing government, hasn't there? They haven't raised too many eyebrows with the way that they've conducted themselves. But, you know, once you hit the debating chamber and once we get into the cut and thrust of politics, there'll be no holding back will there. I mean, what are you anticipating from opposition parties once we get into the swing of things, Claudette?
Well, it's probably the strongest opposition we've got in history, particularly for Māori. This is the largest Parliament were of Māori members in history. There are over 33 Māori in Parliament now as a result of this election. The majority of them are in opposition. However, interesting to note that the heads of the government, Winston Peters, David Seymour, the 2IC for New Zealand First, Shane Jones, the third ranked minister or member of the ACT Party, Nicole McKee, and then the third ranked person for New Zealand First, Casey Costello, and then the fourth ranked minister for member of the National Party are all from Te Tai Tokerau. They're all Ngāpuhi, Ngāti Wai, all Ngāpuhi leaders in government.
Well, it's exciting. I'll be talking with the first woman who's going to be first Māori wahine heading New Zealand cricket too. So our people are all over the place. We've given them something of a smooth ride. I just spoke with Claire Charters. You might have heard some of that. How would you describe your relationship with those politicians, Claudette? You're a familiar face on the tiles to them. Do you think that you At times they feel a bit threatened by the types of questions you pose to them. This is Luxon, obviously Winston. How do you get on with Winnie? And then you've got David as well.
Well, David Seymour didn't speak to me for about 3 weeks this year because I kept asking him about his race narrative, and particularly after the comment that Marama Davidson had made about cis white male. He had said that that she, her rhetoric was racist. I went to him with a list of comments that I also thought were quite racist and read them out to him. He had taken, issue with that and stopped talking to me for a couple of weeks, for about 3 weeks. He only came back on board. We only got back on an even keel when I physically jumped in front of him and said, how about charter schools? Let's talk about charter schools. We love charter schools, do Māori. And then that's when he stopped and, started talking to me again. I did have to tread a little bit carefully with Christopher Luxon because he had a tendency to walk off. When I was asking him questions about Māori, is his policy, where do Māori fit into it? Because if you notice, he talks about a government for all New Zealanders, and I asked him, where is the place for the treaty in that for all New Zealanders? Where is Māori, the place of Māori in that all of New Zealanders corridor? He has a tendency to walk off from me when I ask him questions like that. And, of course, Winston Peters, we've known each other for a very long time, as you have, but not in Parliament. So it'll be the first time that I've actually spoken to him on the tiles, although I was in Parliament myself when, and Winston was as well too. So we're not strangers to each other.
Tell him from Radio Wāte, he might buy you a cup of tea and a donut. Well, I hope so, anyway.
Shane Jones and I, we're good. I mean, so there we go.
That might
cut mustard with Winston, I don't know.
Well, it's going to be exciting, whichever way it goes. And, it gives us another government to keep in check, if we can, as broadcasters. Thanks, Claudette. We'll find out more later in the day, obviously. Ngā mihi.
Ngā mihi.
Tēnā koe. In the background here, you can hear Booker T and the MGs and their 1962 single Green Onions. We're playing it because one of the players in Booker